This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you joining the program today. I appreciate everyone that tuned in last weekend for our Memorial Day program. Appreciate all the comments that I got on the text line about it. Speaking of the text line, you know that's one of our rules of engagement. If you want to send me a message anytime, whether you're listening to the podcast live, delayed, however, or you wake up in the middle of the night, or you're stuck on an airplane, you know, because American Airlines can't get you from St. Martin's to LAX, and you want to send me a text message, the number's 33103. Just use the keyword Mike or Michael. So here's what I'd like to do today. There's no rhyme or reason, as if there ever is, to this program. And since I've been on vacation for an entire week, there's just a big POS, a big pile of stuff that I've kind of accumulated over the week that I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. Oh, that's kind of interesting. So we're just going to walk through them today. There's no, we'll just see how it goes. We're just going to start flying by the seat of our pants, which is more than some people were able to do. Some people weren't able to fly at all over the weekend, but then I don't care. But, you know, I just think it's kind of funny. That's all an inside joke. But imagine this. A high school student barges into the locker room of the opposite sex and takes his or her iPhone out. His or her doesn't, you know, who knows? But takes their iPhone out and records a video. Then you get a Title IX investigation following that so that the education bureaucrats that are running the school can punish which of the following people. Either you have two choices. The person that barged into the locker room of the opposite sex and recorded the video, that's your first choice. Or the kids who were being recorded. I know it's a hard question. I know it's Saturday and some of you are kind of, maybe you're hungover. Maybe you're just, you know, you're just rolling out of bed. For you on the East Coast, you know, it's noontime. You're just rolling out of bed because it's Saturday and it was a long weekend. So high school student barges into a locker room of the opposite sex and starts recording. The school institutes a Title IX investigation so they can decide who needs to be punished. The person that did the video or the kids that were being videoed. I know it's hard, but here's a clue to make it easy. It happened in Loudoun County, Virginia. Yes. Three young men were videotaped inside the boys' locker room at Stonebridge High School. The video was shot by who they say is a biologically female student that uses the boys' facilities because she identifies as male. That is permitted under Loudoun County School Board's policy number 8040. Now, the girl's not in trouble at the school. The boys are in trouble. They stand formally accused of sexual harassment because they talked among themselves about how they were uncomfortable over the presence of the girl in the boys' locker room. Now, making it even more difficult to defend the boys, the school would not let their families have a copy of the video that the girl took to them, allegedly, you know, sexually harassing her. Now, you would think, now, let's just put it in a criminal court of law. The district attorney who's prosecuting the boys for sexual harassment has the videotape. Under every rule of criminal procedure, and quite frankly, under most rules of civil procedure, let's just say that the parents of the boys decided to sue the parents of the girl for, you know, violation of their civil rights or whatever in federal court. Almost every criminal or civil rule procedure in federal, state, and local court would require that you turn over the videotape. But instead, the parents of the boys had to submit a Freedom of Information Act request to the sheriff's office in order to be able to see the video. Now, if the name Stonebridge High School sounds familiar, you might be thinking about some guy by the name of Scott Smith. That's the parent that was punched in the face by the popo and dragged out of the room with his pants pulled down after he complained at a school board meeting about a boy in a skirt that was sexually assaulting his ninth grade daughter. Remember that whole story? I mean, I remember being so viscerally angry because I have a daughter. I mean, she's grown, but I have two granddaughters. One, you know, one who's sick and one who's soon to be a senior in high school. I would have been livid. I'm not sure that, well, let's just say there may have been some crimes involved if I had been that father. Now, that seems to be consistent with the view of the Democrats that concerned parents, if you resist the kind of Marxist agenda, they should be treated as domestic terrorists. No, not the parents of the girl that did the videotaping, but the parents of the boys who were accused of sexually harassing because they were the ones being they were the ones that were being videotaped in the boys' locker room. Now, Kim, let's just pause for a moment. That's enough of a moment. Have you ever thought how absurd all of this is? Have you ever really thought about how absurd it is that, one, we have these stories, two, that we still are litigating these issues, that it's so perverted and turned, and I don't even mean perverted in a sexual sense. I mean perverted in just this is upside down, inside out. Where the girl runs into the boy's locker room, turns on her iPhone or whatever she may, I don't know, maybe she had some really, you know, nice video cam, and she starts recording the boys as they're showering and getting dressed and undressed or whatever they're doing, and yet they are accused of sexual harassment. The depraved fiends that run the public schools in Loudoun County, in fact, in almost any school around the country, they're like something out of a book. You know, maybe Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. I mean, there are, dozens and dozens of these stories. But why do we continue to put up with it? Why do we continue to allow this to occur? Now, I know, let me just say from a purely legal point of view, that unless and until the United States Supreme Court rules on Title IX, and this whole idea about transsexuals and what they can and cannot do, we're going to continue to have these fights. But nonetheless, forgetting the U.S. Supreme Court, this is a school board. Why isn't there a mass movement to replace school boards all across the country with people that won't put up with this kind of crap? I saw something over the – you've probably seen this before. It's – I don't think it's anything new. It's not anything earth-shattering. But the story went something like this. You take 100 men, 100 biological males, and you put them in a community. You've got a commune somewhere. It's isolated. People can't get in and out. And you also put 100 trans women in that community. Now, a trans woman is a male transferring or transitioning to female. So you have 100 biological males, and you have 100 trans women, and you wait 100 years. What will that society look like in 100 years? Oh, that's right. It'll all die out. Assuming that their average lifespan is 78 or 90 years, because they can't procreate. They can't procreate. Which proves, oh, there is such a thing as biological gender, biological sex, and regardless of what you identify as, it doesn't change that fundamental sex. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Feel free to text me, 33103, keyword Michael Michael. Go follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
Losing your family's home movies and photos would be devastating. That's why Legacy Box exists, to preserve your family's recorded moments digitally, ensuring they're safe forever. Think of the time and money your family invested to capture family vacations, birthdays, even your wedding. Recording a lifetime of memories was a commitment. Camcorders cost thousands, and cameras required film and development. Legacy Box is the final step to preserve your family's past. Thankfully, it doesn't require another big investment. Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable. Over 1 million families have trusted Legacy Box to convert their analog media to digital. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering an exclusive discount when you go to legacybox.com/audio. That's legacybox.com/audio.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. CFOL is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad you tuned in. Glad to have you with me. The text line 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Feel free to send me anything. You know, it takes either stupidity or guts. I'm not sure which one, but it takes one or the other to walk around in a MAGA hat, a Make America Great Again hat. You know, and I don't understand why, because liberals always claim that they're the tolerant ones, and, you know, so, you know, I don't know, but for some reason it seems to take guts to walk around in a MAGA hat. Not even a 72-year-old gentleman is spared from the open-mindedness, inclusiveness. Found this story down in Florida. Laura Elizabeth Garrett, 33 years old, so she knows better, was at Northeast Park and Paw Place, located at blah, blah, blah in Largo, around 5:30 p.m., when she got into an argument with a 72-year-old man wearing a MAGA hat. The victim told investigators that Garrett, the woman, hit, so far both these stories today have been about females going after men. So, guys, let me just warn you. She comes at you with the frying pan, you know, with the cast iron pan. Run for your lives. Run for your lives. The victim told investigators that Garrett, the woman, hit him on the back of the head and the shoulder area with a can that she was holding before she jumped a fence and walked away. Quite an Amazon or something there. That's pretty damn impressive. Now, Garrett, the woman, admitted to approaching the victim and started questioning him about why would you support President Trump before she poured the contents of the can on his head. That's when she got physical. No, let me back up. That's what the story says. That's when she got physical. No, she got physical when she started pouring whatever was in the can on his head. You don't have to commit assault and battery with your hands. She could have thrown the can at him, and that would have been assault and battery. Or it was, you know, Diet Coke or Mountain Dew or whatever it was, and she starts pouring on his head, that's assault and battery. But she admitted to approaching the victim and questioning him about why he would support Trump before she poured the contents on the head. Now, I don't know, you know, some 72-year-olds are kind of, you know, kind of weak and frail and not really with it, and some 72-year-olds, I mean, some 72-year-olds are, you know, act like they're, well, some of them act like they're 42 years old, and some of them act like they're 92 years old. I don't know what this guy was. But she was since released from jail. Now, I don't know, for the sake of public safety, I hope that she keeps her TDS, or Trump derangement syndrome, under control. She's quite a good-looking person. Now, I don't care what color you have any of your hair, but she's got black, you know, hair with blue dye in it, and she looks a little, you know, she has those eyes that you look into the eyes, at least in our booking photograph, you look in the eyes and you think, crazy, totally crazy, Laura Garrett. Yeah, her name's Laura Garrett. So they reported that she was arrested and charged for attacking a 72-year-old man wearing a MAGA hat, hitting him on the back of the head with a can, and then running away. She then battered the cops that were arresting her. These people are nuts. According to the report, she approached the man. His name is Gary Gama, or Gama, G-A-M-A, to question his support for Donald Trump. Okay, well, that's fine. But then it escalated into this physical altercation where she allegedly poured the contents of the can on his head, struck him on the back of the head and the shoulder area, though she denied hitting him with the can. Oh, she admits I poured stuff, but denied hitting him with the can. Now, it was witnessed by an independent party that provided a sworn statement. This is what I saw. She faces charges of battery on a person 65 years or older. I didn't know that was a separate form of assault and battery. So for all of you 65-year-olds, if you get attacked because someone's got Trump derangement syndrome, make sure you tell them your age because that might be an additional charge. 65 years or older, obstructing or resisting an officer without violence, all according to the Pinellas County Jail records. During her arrest, here's how she resisted. By dropping to the ground, wrapping her legs around the cop, which caused a bruised knee on the cop, and continued to kick and pull away, requiring four cops to subdue her. Four. You got to be some kind of crazy. You got to be some kind of crazy if it takes four cops to subdue this woman. The case has been forwarded to the Florida State Attorney's Office for prosecution, though it's probably unclear whether it will proceed to court. It's been reported by Fox News, Newsweek, and The Independent and others. I mean, who knows what she's going to do? But I want you to think about this. Assault, battery, resisting arrest, battery on a law enforcement officer, and she's probably going to walk. Maybe not even prosecuted. We'll have to wait and see. The only thing I think missing in the mugshot is a nose ring. If we just had a nose ring or some sort of piercing over her eyebrows or maybe in her lips or something, but the blue hairs may, you know, you can no longer refer to the blue hairs as the old farts. Because the blue hairs just might be somebody that's ready to attack you. I don't get it. You know, which reminds me, one thing, because I think it's one of the anniversaries. Remember the kids from that school down, I think it was down in Georgia somewhere, and they were in D.C., and they were just standing there with their MAGA hats on, and the Indians started approaching them, you know, banging their drums and getting in their faces. Well, we're somewhere near the anniversary of that happening again. And so that was, too, was Trump derangement syndrome from, what, four or five years ago, or maybe even longer? It's still here. So maybe one of the things that Bobby Kennedy Jr. can do is they can, instead of, you know, hiring Pfizer and paying Pfizer billions of dollars to come up with a vaccine that's not really a vaccine, maybe they could come up with something that, you know, takes care of Trump derangement syndrome, which might just be maybe those that support Trump should just always make sure you have a baseball bat so you can just kneecap them and just, you know, when they start attacking you, you can attack back. But I'm afraid to say that because that would be exercising your God-given right of self-defense, and I'm afraid that that's something that probably doesn't occur in this country anymore. So here we are. We've gone through two segments, and both of them are just crazy-ass stories. Now, I don't know. Well, I do know. The world is crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining. I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go follow me right now, at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is the largest family law firm in the country, with over 35 years of helping clients navigate divorce. That does give us certain advantages, for example, in focus and resources. But being big doesn't mean less personal or less local. Our attorneys live and work in your community, and as neighbors, they understand the challenges your families face. If you're a guy facing divorce, remember, Cordell & Cordell, a partner you can count on.
500 Capitol Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Save 20 to 30% off at Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The Turtle Bay Garden Nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate, propagated on-site and ready for your home garden. The sale extends now through May 31st, located near the west entrance of the Turtle Bay Gardens at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Valor Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria,
proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Hope everybody had a good, you know, it's always weird, and I talked about this last weekend, it's always weird to talk about, I hope you had a great Memorial Day, because when you really stop and think about what Memorial Day is about, it's not like the happy holiday. It's not like, you know, Merry Memorial Day, Happy Memorial Day. It's a very somber weekend. So I'm never quite what, you know, other than to say, I hope you enjoyed your Memorial Day, and I hope that you took time to reflect on why we have Memorial Day. And then I think about all of these stories that I'm doing, and, you know, there are, and I don't know, I need to start saving some of these memes, but you think about 18-year-olds, or sometimes younger because they lied about their age, that went to World War II, or for that matter, any, doesn't make any difference, any war. But I think in particular about World War II vets that, you know, were involved, say, in the invasion on D-Day, Normandy. And what they did in order to save Western civilization from Nazis, and then turned around and had to start fighting on the Pacific front too. And so they gave everything. I mean, some survived. I mean, there were very fewer and fewer of them that are alive. But so many of them gave everything in order to preserve Western civilization. And I emphasize Western civilization because it was more than just about saving Western Europe. Because had the Imperial Japanese and Nazi Germany succeeded in taking over Western Europe and succeeded in the Indo-Pacific of winning over there, who was next? Us. Obviously, we were. Pearl Harbor, that's all you need to look at. So we were the next target. So we did all of that sacrificing, blood, sweat, and tears, treasure, everything, to save Western civilization. Look at it now. The point I'd like to make, very simple, before I get to the next crazy story, is they sacrificed so much to save Western civilization. And yes, it needed to be done with guns and bullets and breaking things and killing people and stopping those invaders and stopping those marauders. It had to be done that way. What we have failed to do is we have failed to pay attention that while we stopped the Kinetic War, there's been another war going on for decades. And that war is basically the war of progressives, the war of Marxism, the war of communism that continues to infiltrate, you know, institutions of higher learning, public schools, no matter, I mean, Hollywood, the music industry, everywhere you look, there just seems to be this infiltration, and the progressivism seems to have just really sped up, which is why there was such a visceral reaction, I think, to Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, not just in the 2024 election, but going back to the 2016 election, represented an existential threat to that movement of progressivism and its ability to really, I mean, I already think it's taken a good latch hold onto our society, but he represented an attempt, and still does represent an attempt, to roll that back and keep it from getting worse. And I think that's why, whether you want to call it the Uniparty, or RINOs, or Democrats, or Marxists, or Communists, or Progressives, but the entire apparatus decided to oppose Trump because he was not of them. He was different. And they didn't, you know, and I freely admit the way he does some things I don't particularly like, but I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to save the country. He's trying to save Western civilization. He's trying to use economics. He's trying to use trade. He's trying to use negotiations. He's trying to, you know, use strength through power. He's really trying to take that to the next level that Ronald Reagan took it, and trying to kind of get things back into the old American world order, but not necessarily endless wars. At the same time, he's trying to fundamentally alter what's happening in public education, what's happening with the deep state, the administrative state. He's trying to stop all of that. And so while we may have differences about his style, his vernacular, his way of producing and doing things, that's fine. I have no problem with that because I've got problems with some of it too. But primarily, what he is in place to do is to stop, if not reverse, this absolute insanity that we're going down. And maybe you have to be a little bit crazy yourself in order to do that. Which leads to the next story. A guy with green hair, speaking of hair, I saw a picture of Trump getting off the golf course the other day, took his hat off. I've got to see that hair up close someday. I've got to see that. But anyway, a guy with green hair that the media says is a woman, a guy with green hair that the media says is a woman, has now allegedly stabbed his wife to death. I give you Raya Jasmine, a man pretending to be a woman who uses they, she pronouns, has been arrested and charged with second-degree murder after he allegedly stabbed his wife to death in New Hampshire. Now, interestingly, the media are all referring to him as a woman. I think this trans violence is turning into an epidemic. This comes from the New Hampshire Department of Justice. Attorney General John Formel and New Hampshire State Police Colonel Mark Hall, Plaistow Police Department John Santaro, announced further information related to the May 18 suspicious death in Plaistow, New Hampshire. At approximately 6:13 a.m., officers of the Plaistow PD responded to a residence on Old County Road in Plaistow in response to a 911 call. Upon entering the home, Plaistow police discovered Margaret Jasmine, 39 years old, lying on the ground, deceased. She appeared to have suffered from a stab wound. Upon searching the house, the Popo also encountered Margaret Jasmine's spouse, Raya N. Jasmine, age 36. Raya Jasmine was only partially responsive and appeared to be suffering from some injuries. Raya Jasmine was transported to a hospital. A child who lived at the home was physically uninjured and is safe at this time. Last night, an arrest warrant was issued for Raya Jasmine, one count of second-degree murder. He remains hospitalized, at least at the time of the story, at an out-of-state facility with non-life-threatening injuries. Arraignment is expected for later sometime, I think this coming week. Now, the charge, they point out, all of these charges are only allegations. Well, of course, only allegations. But I want to say thanks to a news outlet called The Maine Wire for not lying to our faces by pretending that he is a she. They write, Raya N. Jasmine, 36, a transgender-identifying New Hampshire man, is facing charges for allegedly stabbing his wife to death on Sunday in an apparent murder-suicide attempt. He had previously headlined the local library's Ask a Transgender Woman Anything. I'm sorry. I want to go to one of those sometime. If you ever hear of one in Colorado somewhere, let's all get together in Colorado and let's go to one and let's ask the questions. Now, I don't think there's a need to ask a transgender, air quote here, woman, why the penchant for violence? I think I know the answer. A psychosis. They're psychotic. The story continues. The initial press release from the New Hampshire Attorney General's office referred to Raya Jasmine as a man without giving his name, while subsequent press releases began referring to the alleged murderer as a woman. I think the liberal establishment is truly psychotic. And I think that explains why it's been ramming transsexualism down our throats. This is kind of like the last frontier, or maybe I should say the latest frontier for this insanity. So they conducted an autopsy on Margaret Jasmine's remains. They found multiple stab wounds and confirmed that her death was indeed a homicide. As I said, the child, apparently a 9-year-old son, was uninjured. The Attorney General's press release, the main wire reports, appeared to intentionally conceal the fact that Jasmine is a transgender-identifying male. Now, I would just say that, needless to say, the release, none of these releases included a link to what I would refer to as the Transsexual Violence Hall of Horrors. Now, regarding the Ask a Transgender Woman Anything event that this guy supposedly, well, I'm sorry, that she, they apparently went to, the event seemed to be at least somewhat directed towards children. Based on a post from the library showing a display of books, including LGBTQ children's books, set up for the event. Now, it wasn't just long ago that we watched horror movies about psychopaths who dressed up as women and committed ghastly crimes. Think about Silence of the Lambs. Remember the, well, I shouldn't say the main character, but remember the character that was, that kept Jodie Foster in the well? Remember? Oh, no, I'm taking it back. Jodie Foster wasn't the one in the well. It was the woman with the small dog. Remember that character? Oh, yeah. Trans, right? Yes. We watched those kind of movies in horror as these women, as these men, dressed up as women and committed all these ghastly crimes. But thanks to the march of progressivism, we don't need to watch the horror movies anymore. Not at all. We're living in one. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. You want to send me a text message? The number is 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
What you think about, you know, where Marxism has been trialed on a giant scale, it has always resulted in extreme poverty, mass starvation, the killings of tens of millions. All you have to do is just look at Russia and China. Yet this cancerous ideology never goes away because economically it works well for those that impose it. Now everybody else gets screwed. But for a little while, those that impose Marxism seem to profit from it. I give you Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia. He gets it. He has literally praised Marxism, and he has cheered the redistribution of wealth. And he's made a killing since he took office. I'm so sick of these stories of people that go to D.C., and they were barely, you know, they were probably living paycheck to paycheck. Their portfolio probably, you know, they probably had a savings account with a couple hundred dollars in it. And then suddenly they're boom. The Peach State pastor, Raphael Warnock, his campaign was heavily backed by George Soros. He has doubled his net worth from just over $1 million in 2020. To as much as $2.2 million in 2024, according to his financial disclosures. How well have you done? Now, I've done okay the past couple of years, but I haven't doubled. You know, what we need to do is we just need to make, you know, I don't think that, and I'm not sure the constitutionality of it, but I don't think that members of Congress ought to be able to trade any stock, whether it's in a trust or it's held by a spouse or their kids. I don't give a rat's ass. If you own stock and you have anything to do with that, either that industry or that particular business, then you can't touch it. No, you can hold it, but you can't touch it. And if you don't hold it, you can't buy it. In other words, you can't do any insider trading. But as long as they are, what we ought to do is somebody ought to come up with a program that shows us all the trades that Nancy Pelosi and people like Raphael Warnock make, and then we can just mimic those trades, and maybe we could double our portfolio, too. Being an ultra-left senator really pays off better than his old, you know, remember Jeremiah Wright, Obama's minister from Chicago? Remember the graft and the grift that he was playing? Well, I think Warnock's taking it to the next level, whereby he passed off his hatred of Caucasians as some sort of form of Christianity. He accused his predecessor during the race of using her seat to get rich. But now these records show that Warnock almost tripled his annual earnings, going from $242,000 when he was a reverend back in 2020 to bringing in an average of $659,000 every year since he became a politician. Politics pays. Apparently Marxism pays. Now, a senator gets a salary of about $174,000 a year. So where does he get his additional money? Well, most of it comes from book deals because, you know, if you're a virtue-signaling liberal with more dollars than cents, you shell out for the privilege of placing his probably unread books on their coffee tables. He gets, you know, lobbyists to go buy up thousands and thousands of books. But yet, here's Warnock, the limousine Leninist denouncing tax cuts for benefiting billionaires. Oh, you mean like his patron, Alex Soros, who calls him, Warnock, quote, the epitome of the American dream? Now, even with all that money, he's still accused of using campaign funds to defend himself from lawsuits. There is no greed, in my opinion, like the greed of these liberals, these Marxists, because it's divorced from the notion that wealth should be earned. In fact, to them, wealth is just something that, oh, that's one of the benefits of becoming a U.S. senator. Warnock has said, literally, that he would dismantle the American value system. Well, I would say in this case, the voters in Georgia are getting exactly what he says. When he was running, he said, quote, I came to dismantle the value system of the empire. I came to dismantle the value system of the empire. Then he went on to complain that Christians who should be fighting with me against the empire are in cahoots with the empire. So he wasn't running for a Senate in the Roman Empire. He was talking about America's alleged empire. You know, the value system of that empire that's enshrined in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, which is centered on liberty and respect for the individual? When Democrats like him have laid waste to this country by destroying the values that made it great, nobody can say we weren't warned. And the thing that I find fascinating is someone like Ralph Warnock, you know, if he fully at some point got his utopia of a Marxist system, whatever tyrant or dictator would take over, just like Castro did in Cuba, would eliminate all of his minions that helped him get there. Yeah. I know you're struggling financially. Run for the U.S. Senate. Double your portfolio. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call. call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. After 4 months on the job, billionaire Elon Musk has finished his role in the Trump administration.
Musk's effort to improve government efficiency was marked by controversy and fell far short of his goal to reduce spending. He dramatically cut his target from $2 trillion to $1 trillion to $150 billion. Early on, he held a chainsaw in the air to illustrate the laying off of thousands of government employees and the gutting of agencies like USAID. Before leaving the White House this past week, he told CBS he was disappointed in President Trump's tax and spend bill, which he said will increase the size of the federal deficit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate will soon be evaluating that massive bill, and the president's agenda is embedded in it, including a lot of tax cut extensions. The Senate's going to try to put on its own imprint, as Bernie Bennett explains.
The Senate Republicans will put their imprint on the bill, and some point to changes in Medicaid as a possible red line for those who are undecided. As recently as Memorial Day weekend, at least one, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, said she's still going over the House bill. Senate Republicans can only afford to lose three of their members if everyone votes.
And that is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. The Supreme Court has sided with the Trump administration to end a Biden-initiated immigration parole program.
The justices lifted a lower court order that had retained those protections for immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The Supreme Court's order is not a final ruling, but it does mean the protections will not be in place as the case proceeds. It now returns to the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston. Separately, the High Court is also allowing the administration to revoke temporary legal status from about 350,000 Venezuelan migrants in another case. George Williams, Washington.
You find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Westwood Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Some Chinese students will be forbidden from attending college in the U.S.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Trump administration will work to aggressively revoke visas for some Chinese students. Rubio announced Wednesday the students who would have their visas canceled would include those with ties to the Chinese Communist Party or those studying in critical fields. Rubio added the State Department will revise criteria to enhance scrutiny of all future visa applications from China, including Hong Kong. He did not say which fields of study would be targeted, but it's assumed that it's areas that could pose a national security threat. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Wall Street closed its best month since 2023 on Friday. It was a quiet day of trading. It did see the S&P 500 edge down, but by less than 0.1% of its value. As it finished a winning week, the Dow added about 0.1%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Jewish museum reopens after a deadly shooting.
Today's reopening is not simply a return to normal. It is an act of resilience.
Chris Wolf, chairman of the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., speaks after last week's shooting that left two dead. Yaron Leshinsky, an Israeli citizen, and Sarah Milgram, an American woman, were a young couple about to be engaged. They were leaving an event at the Jewish Museum when the suspect approached a group of four people and opened fire. Leshinsky and Milgram were killed. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the museum's message goes beyond the Jewish community.
It is not up to the Jewish community to say support us. It is up to all of us to denounce anti-Semitism in all forms.
The explosive growth of data centers needed to power America's fast-rising demand for artificial intelligence and cloud computing has spurred states to dangle new incentives in hopes of landing an economic bonanza. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, and I'm glad you've tuned in. I appreciate you listening every weekend. You know, if you like what we do on The Weekend, you can also listen weekdays. So I do a program out of Denver, Colorado, where I'm sitting right now, every Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app or however you listen. Just search for this station, 630 KHOW, and you can listen during the weekday, too. And of course, you can always subscribe to the podcast, and the podcast on your podcast app is The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. So Elon Musk was in the Oval Office, either yesterday or day before. I forget exactly when it was. But he was talking about Doge and how Doge is not going away, that it's really a new beginning, not an end. But a couple of things that he said that I thought were fascinating. He all but admitted that accomplishing what he wanted to accomplish was a lot more difficult than he anticipated. And I doubt he doesn't have the time, but I wish that somebody post-Doge, he had a designation as a special government employee, which allows you to work for the federal government for approximately 134 days. It's basically a consulting position. Well, that expired, I think, maybe today was the last day. But anyway, it's coming to an end. So Trump brings him into the Oval Office, and they're talking about everything that he's accomplished. And, you know, Trump, well, they both like to read off some of the really outrageous things that they discovered that they're getting rid of. And I, you know, I want to stand up and sing the hallelujah chorus for whatever they got rid of. But at the same time, I want to point out that you also didn't accomplish what you thought you would accomplish, which is reducing waste, fraud, and abuse by $1 trillion. Now, depending on whether you're a glass half empty or a glass half full individual, he got to $100 billion or somewhere around that, which is not bad. You know, you're a tenth of the way there, so you know, 10% is nothing to laugh about. But I think more interesting was his attempt to discover waste, fraud, and abuse ran into a couple of things. I want to talk about a couple of those things because you are probably as frustrated as I am that not as much was cut as we expected. And two, there remains, and there always will be, more than just the deep state, more than just the administrative state that objects to and prevents someone from, like Elon Musk, for that matter, Donald Trump, from accomplishing. There's three things that keep them from accomplishing what they want to accomplish. In no particular order, it is, one, the deep state, the administrative state. And I'll explain why in a second. Then there's the Congress itself. 535 members of Congress who care more, and I, even the good guys, I think I can safely go out on a limb and say this even about the good guys in Congress. They're more concerned about getting reelected than they are about pushing the boundaries of really changing the course and the direction of the country. Now, how can I claim that? Well, we'll get back to that in a minute, but I just want you to remember that I'm saying even the good guys, because I'm making a generalization here, that the entire 535 members of Congress are one of the three impediments to cutting government spending. And the third one is you. Or maybe to soften the blow, it's us. We don't like it because over decades, I would say particularly from the 1960s to today, so over the past 60 plus years, Congress has, don't get me wrong, historically I could go back to the New Deal. Historically I could go back to Woodrow Wilson because both of them implemented, well, take the 16th Amendment, for example, and the income tax. It wasn't, even though, don't get me wrong, I 100% oppose the federal income, well, all income taxes. I don't think we should be taxed on our labor. You want to tax me on my consumption? You want to tax me on my wealth? Whatever, maybe yes, maybe no, but taxing me on my labor, I think is wrong. I think it's morally wrong, but it wasn't so much the income tax itself as it was withholding. Because now, over time, people just look at their paycheck. Oh, so my check is for $1,000. Nobody ever looks at, oh, that's my net payment. What's my gross? Holy crap. It was, depending on what tax bracket you're in, oh, it was actually $1,800. Huh, almost half of my check went to pay for all these taxes? Oh, yeah, but those taxes go to help you because, oh, one, some of it's FICA, some of it's Social Security tax or Medicare or Medicaid tax so that we can take care of you, so we can take care of your medications, so we can take care of your health care, so we can take care of this or that or whatever it might be. People don't realize that all of that, and don't give me this crap about, you know, the employer pays half and you pay the other half. of, you know, your FICA. No, that's not true. You pay all of it, because when your company sits down and calculates, how much can we pay Michael Brown? Okay, well, we have to cover the benefits that he has in his contract. We have to cover the salary that we pay him. So that salary is going to include, you know, FICA and Medicare, Medicaid taxes, all of those. So we're going to have to pay our share. So that goes into their calculation of how much they can pay me. So rather than pay me $1,000 a year, they take into consideration the amount that they have to withhold that supposedly comes from them. And so they say, oh, we can't pay you, you know, $2,000 a year. We can pay you $1,800 a year or $1,500 a year, because they take into consideration that they have to pay that share of the FICA taxes too. So we're the ones that end up paying it. Then when DOGE comes in and DOGE wants to eliminate some sort of spending, if that affects someone in, whether it be, it doesn't make any difference to me. It's true for billionaires. It's true for millionaires. It's true for people that work paycheck to paycheck who do pay taxes. I'm not talking about anybody that doesn't pay taxes because their income is so low, or they get the earned income tax credit, so they don't really pay anything. They actually get money back. So I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about anybody who actually pays income taxes. You don't want to lose any of the benefits. Anything that benefits you, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, any of the social welfare system, whatever it may be, you don't want to lose any of that. Or if you get some sort of subsidy, you get some sort of benefit somewhere, you don't want to lose it. And so you scream and holler, whether it be through AARP or some other organization that takes care of seniors, or, you know, your union or your whatever organization, trade association, whatever, they're all geared to protecting whatever benefits you get. So we're a big impediment to cutting federal spending, even though we're shooting ourselves in the foot every time we borrow money to pay those benefits. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. If you want to send me a text message, the number on your message app is 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is the largest family law firm in the country, with over 35 years of helping clients navigate divorce. That does give us certain advantages, for example, in focus and resources. But being big doesn't mean less personal or less local. Our attorneys live and work in your community, and as neighbors, they understand the challenges your families face. If you're a guy facing divorce, remember, Cordell & Cordell, a partner you can count on.
500 Capital Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I want to remind you that if you are, for whatever reason, like I've had a text message that says our local affiliate in your town is not carrying the program today because of a basketball game or something. You can always go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. When you hit that landing page, there's a tab that says How to Listen. You can click on the How to Listen tab, and you'll find an interactive map that shows all the affiliates all over the country, what day they air the program live, what day they might re-air the program. For example, they air it two or three different times here in Denver. And then you can find an affiliate that's airing it live, and then you can listen to that affiliate, that station, even though it's not in your town, you can listen to the broadcast live on that station on your iHeart app. So if for some reason we get preempted by a local event of some sort, you can always go to MichaelSaysGoHere.com, How to Listen, find an affiliate, click on, boom, you got it right there. So let's go back. We're talking about DOGE. So was DOGE a total, the Department of Government Efficiency, was it a total failure or was it not? Well, I don't think it was a total failure, but I think it reveals something that we need to understand, and that is three things that work against DOGE. And I think Musk, as brilliant as he may be, I don't think he realized the buzzsaw that he was walking into. So I listed three things. There is the deep state or the administrative state, the permanent bureaucracy that you really have to understand how it works, and you have to be able to drill really deep into it to cut some of this spending. Two is the United States Congress, and three is us. And I've explained why it's us. There are, I know friends who are receiving Social Security benefits. And they're upset that, remember, we had no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, and no taxes on Social Security. Well, the no taxes on Social Security didn't make it into the big, beautiful bill. I don't hear any uproar about it, except from some friends of mine. Now, they did increase a certain amount of deduction. It's complicated, but there's some sort of deduction that you can take, but you got to fit a certain income level, and it's pretty complicated. And I really doubt many people will be able to take advantage of it unless Social Security happens to be your main source of retirement income. But for people that were receiving other types of benefits where you wanted to reduce those benefits in order to save going into debt further, which is going to lead to a financial collapse at some point, many people objected. So we're part of the problem too, but we don't admit it. We like that government money, but you don't realize they're taking it out of your back pocket and putting it in your front pocket. And they can't even take it all out of your back pocket. They have to borrow some from your great-great-grandchildren. Or they got to get somebody to go buy these treasury bills so that they can borrow enough money to pay you the money they do put in your front pocket. You know, I noticed the other day, for example, driving around while I was off work. Everybody keeps talking about how gas prices are the lowest they've been in ages. And they are. Except, if you go back to, say, Trump's first term, it was like at $1.86 a gallon. I think the other day for regular unleaded, I paid like $3.18 a gallon. Well, yeah, that's lower, but it's not $1.86. You know why? Well, one is inflation, but two is the devaluation of your dollar. The dollar bill that you have in your pocket right now is worth much less than it was 4 or 5 years ago. So you need more dollars to pay for that same gallon of gas. That's what inflation does. And that's what government spending and government debt does to your dollar, which is fiat money to begin with. We only say it's worth a dollar because we say it's worth a dollar. That dollar bill has no intrinsic value in and of itself. It's not really a store of value like, say, gold or silver is, but I digress. But the second problem, the second objection, the second obstacle to DOGE being successful was the United States Congress. And I made a generalization that all 535 members of Congress, while they might scream and yell, a good example is Chip Roy of Texas. I don't mean to pick on Chip Roy, he's just the first one that came to mind. Because Chip Roy is always giving a speech, always giving a press conference, talking about we're not cutting enough, we're not cutting enough, we're not cutting enough. But I bet you, I could find a program that ought to be reduced, if not cut out altogether, that Chip Roy would swing 180 degrees and say, oh, but that program, that particular program's a good program and we need it. Even though 534 other members might say, no, we want to cut that, Chip Roy would object to it. Members of Congress have their own pet projects that they don't want touched. And when you have 535 members, you have 535 pet projects. Some may cross over, but not always. So you have 535 spending programs that they all can't agree on reducing. And that's why DOGE couldn't cut as much as they expected. Now, there's a rescission bill before Congress right now. Now, a rescission bill is where Congress has already appropriated money in previous years on certain projects. That money has yet to be spent. They can rescind that. It's called rescission. They can rescind it and say, you know what, we decided against it. We're not going to spend that money after all. Now, there's a House bill that will do that to some degree, not a great degree, but to some degree. But even though it may pass the House, I'm not convinced it will pass the Senate. Congress itself is, they're a bunch of meth heads. The difference is their meth is tax dollars, is spending. They are as much of a Walter White and Breaking Bad as Walter White and Breaking Bad was when it came to their blue meth. They can't get rid of it. They don't want to get rid of it because that's how they survive. That sounded like Joe Biden, didn't it? I'm sorry. That's how they keep winning elections, by continuing to spend money. And then the third, and that's the deep state. The deep state doesn't want to cut out. And they're so entrenched that if Just take the Department of State, Marco Rubio. He has to have a cadre, and I mean dozens, if not 100 or more, of political appointees at the undersecretary level, the assistant secretary level, at the program level, that can go in and actually force the deep state to cut spending. Without it, it'll never change. But something good did come out of DOGE. We'll talk about that next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Losing your family's home movies and photos would be devastating. That's why Legacy Box exists, to preserve your family's recorded moments digitally, ensuring they're safe forever. Think of the time and money your family invested to capture family vacations, birthdays, even your wedding. Recording a lifetime of memories was a commitment. Camcorders cost thousands, and cameras required film and development. Legacy Box is the final step to preserve your family's past. Thankfully, it doesn't require another big investment. Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable. Over 1 million families have trusted Legacy Box to convert their analog media to digital. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering an exclusive discount when you go to legacybox.com/audio. That's legacybox.com/audio.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. The text line number 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. So either yesterday or the day before, Elon Musk appears in the Oval Office with Donald Trump because it's his term as a special government employee, the head of the Department of Government Efficiency, is coming to an end. And they went on and on for quite a while. But I want to go through some of the sound that I heard yesterday driving around that made me want to talk about this today. Because I don't see it as a failure, nor do I see it as a success, except in one very simple regard, which I'll get to in a minute. But I think it did point out that, one, it's a lot more difficult than I think people realize how difficult it is to cut government spending. I've used this example before, and I want to use it again because maybe you haven't heard it or maybe you've forgotten it. But when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, one of the things that FEMA did that I thought was absurd was, and I still think it's absurd, is that we would provide usually two bags of ice to any household that made it. So imagine your county that you live in. So I'm imagining I live in Douglas County, Colorado, which is a huge county. It's got plains, it's got mountains, it's got urban areas, it's got rural areas, it's got everything. But let's say in the northern part of Douglas County, Colorado, there was a tornado, and it was pretty destructive, destroyed a lot of homes. And the governor of Colorado requested a presidential disaster declaration for Douglas County, and the president signed that. That means that all of Douglas County is now declared a disaster area. So even if you live, and let's say the tornado hit northern Douglas County, but 30 miles to the south, on the south end of Douglas County, no damage. But the entire county is declared a disaster area. So if FEMA set up a distribution center for ice and water, you could drive up from the south, even though you suffered no damage, and you could get two bags of ice and a case of bottled water. And I thought, why are we doing this? So I started asking around, what's the history of this? Why do we do this? Why do we provide ice for a declared disaster? And you can only do it by county, so it has to be the entire county. That's just required by law. Why do we do this entire county? And why do we provide everybody with ice? Just anybody that shows up. We don't do any sort of, you know, check, you know, do you have damage? Do you live in the area? Or do you just driving through and thought, hey, honey, we're on the way to the picnic. Let's stop and get some free ice and a case of bottled water. Okay. The history was this. In 1979, when Jimmy Carter set up the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the idea was to provide ice in disaster areas to hospitals so that a hospital that didn't have power or lacked the ability to refrigerate medication could do so. And then that expanded to provide refrigeration for mothers who were lactating so they could continue to breastfeed their babies. So they could take, you know, as they would pump their breast milk, they could take it to the local hospital and they could keep it refrigerated under this ice that was provided so they could continue to breastfeed their babies. Well, sounds all well and good, doesn't it? Well, fast forward. It went from providing refrigeration or cooling for medications to providing cooling and refrigeration for breast milk to now every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Bubba that wanted to keep his, well, talking about Memorial Day weekend, that's keeping his burgers and brats cool, could fill up his ice chest with two bags of ice and he'll grab a case of bottled water while you're at it too. We spent millions of dollars on ice. And I thought it was absurd. I wanted to reduce it. Actually, I wanted to eliminate it. So I started at the elimination phase, hoping I could at least get it reduced. So I went to my appropriators on Capitol Hill and said, look, I want to cut back on this spending. I don't want to do this. It doesn't make any sense that we ought to be providing every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Bubba in a disaster zone, two bags of ice. You know, every single day they can come and get two bags of ice and they can get cases of water. Why? I don't think we should be spending that money. Now, some people will call me an a-hole for feeling that way, but I just didn't think it was an appropriate federal expenditure. Didn't make any difference what I thought. Because the appropriators were not about to cut back on tens of millions of dollars that we would spend on ICE. Because, well, Michael, there might be people in my congressional district that's the only way they could keep their stuff from being spoiled that was in the refrigerator, and they don't have power. How cold-hearted could you be? And I'm like, well, they could ask their local government. They could ask the American Red Cross. They could ask Salvation Army. They could ask volunteers. They could find, or we could get rid of the stupid price gouging laws, and we could allow private entities to come in and sell bags of ice, sell cases of water, because that's kind of how the free market works, isn't it? And they looked at me like I was crazy. So I was never able to cut it. And to this day, it drives me crazy that we will contract out for hundreds of reefer trucks, depending on the size of the disaster, hundreds of reefer trucks to haul in cases of water and cases of ice, so Bubba can keep his brats and his burgers cool. It's insane. So it's just as much us, it's just as much Congress, and of course the people in FEMA that I wanted to start reducing, you know, start putting some limits on it, I ran into a brick wall. Well, I think that is exactly what happened to Elon Musk. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, Shark Tank.
I've learned a lesson that Elon just learned. No one goes to Washington and returns unscathed. It is an incredibly nasty place. And I've been going there now for 3 years because the businesses I'm in, particularly data center development, require support of governors and senators. I just have to do that. I've learned a lot about that place. You need thick skin. And he just got that lesson doled out to him. The closer you get to the sun, the more your feathers get burned. And you just got to understand you need some feathers to keep flying. She can't burn them all off. He's retracted after 100 days. Today's the last. They're celebrating his contribution. Doge is now a brand idea on a bipartisan basis. I think it's a great idea to audit government this way and will be forever.
Yep. That's his legacy.
It's great. He never got near $1 trillion because they didn't let him. But at the same time, it also shows you the check and balance kind of working. At some point, Congress is going to say, great ideas, now we need to get involved. And that's when the meat grinder starts. I mean, Washington is just something else.
I can never remember any other time when somebody so got under the skin of the federal bureaucracy and the way the federal government does business. Musk beats them all. He's gone further than anybody else. A remarkable accomplishment. This guy is the modern-day Leonardo da Vinci. I mean, like, you know, he's just something that delivers on executional mandates over and over and over again. I love the idea of him going into government and just saying, but you have to also empower him. And you can't do that in a system that it's a check and balance. I mean, we've got the executive, we've got the judicial, we've got Congress. You got to work them all together. And that's where it gets nasty.
Yeah. And that is exactly where it gets nasty. But I don't think this is the end of Doge. I think it actually shows that you can do it. And I think it's probably planted in people's brains that, oh, yeah, we can look at this differently and we can approach it differently. Again, Kevin O'Leary, but again, and again on Fox, but in a different Fox interview, he says this.
As Elon Musk sails off into the sunset of what you think his best achievements were. You first, Kevin.
Bringing the whole idea of a different kind of audit into the psyche of bipartisan taxpayers, Doge is a good idea. It just is. Auditing the government under any administration is a good idea. And trying to make it more efficient is a good idea. Now, one thing everybody learns, and I'm including myself in this statement, is you don't understand Washington till you go there. It is a very...
Amen. Hallelujah.
Very nasty, nasty place.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And anybody that exposes themselves that close to the sun is going to burn some feathers. And I think he experienced that and realized he did some great things. But there's other great things that he's doing, including, you know, I'm a shareholder in Tesla. I'd like to see him a little focused on that. He's getting back to that as well. But I don't think what he did was bad at all. He didn't get near $1 trillion of savings. And Elizabeth Warren, you know, parting card is why Washington is nasty. You're going to get exposed to that. You need thick skin. And I think he understands that now. I think he did a great job.
And he planted the idea. He planted the idea. And I think that's the accomplishment. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line is 33103, keyword Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Experience glowing wild in the illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Later, you're going to see a lot of the results, and those hundreds of billions of dollars are going to be adding up, and they're going to continue to add. It'll be interesting, really interesting to see what the final number is going to be. But again, Elon gave an incredible service. Nobody like him, and he had to go through the slings and the arrows, which is a shame because he's an incredible patriot. The good news is that 90% of the country knows that, and they appreciate it, and they really appreciate what he did. And they gave him a little special something we have here.
Thank you.
A very special, that I give to very special people. I have given it to some, but it goes to very special people, and I thought I'd give it to Elon as a presentation from our country.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elon.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
It's a real key to the White House.
This is a lot. The luck on this is amazing.
Right. Large luck.
Well, let me say perhaps a few words that this is not the end of Doge, but really the beginning. My time as a special government employee necessarily had to end. It was a limited time thing. It's 134 days, I believe, which ends in a few days. So that, you know, it comes with a timeline. But the Doge team will only grow stronger over time. The Doge influence will only grow stronger. It's I liken it to sort of Buddhism. It's like a way of life. So it is permeating throughout the government, and I'm confident that over time.
I think that's an important point that we shouldn't gloss over. He compares it to Buddhism as a way of life. Well, if they actually do keep people in the departments and agencies, and if this becomes part of the, you know, I can't remember the senator's name from Oklahoma, but he used to keep the waste book. And every year he would publish all of these programs that were wasteful, but then nothing ever happened. And part of the reason nothing ever happened was because nobody in Congress wanted to do anything. Well, this is where the executive branch steps in and says, we're going to start bringing these to your attention, and we're going to start just refusing to spend the money. And then if you want to fight about it over in the legislative branch, then we'll go fight about it. That makes a huge difference. Just shining the light on it. And if they can keep these people in place and continue to do so, it may take a while. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to happen overnight. But it changes the entire mantra about how we spend money.
We'll see $1 trillion of savings and a reduction in $1 trillion of waste and fraud reduction. The calculations that those Doge team thus far, in terms of an FY25 to FY26 delta, are over $160 billion, and that's climbing. We expect that that number will probably go over $200 billion soon. So I think the Doge team is doing an incredible job. They're going to continue doing an incredible job, and I'll continue to be visiting here and be a friend and advisor to the president, and I look forward to, you know, times being back in this amazing room. By the way, isn't this incredible? Look at this incredible. Look at the, I mean.
No, that's enough. He then talks about how incredibly the president has decorated the Oval Office, which is fine, but not of interest to me right now. I think that the media, the cabal, is glad that he's gone, because I think they believe that this will be the end of it and that they won't have to worry about it anymore. I think they are wrong. I think they're absolutely wrong in that regard. Oh, they'll bitch about it. But nonetheless, they don't get it. For example, this is from, I think, yesterday or day before. But here's Senator Mark Kelly, once again claiming outright falsehood that...
Well, it was incredibly short, and that's a good thing. He did...
His time, Musk's time, was short. And that's a good thing because...
A lot of damage. I had veterans in my office that had previously received excellent performance reports that were fired for poor performance with an email from Elon Musk. And in a couple cases, these folks are telling me how their lives have been ruined for no reason. These were valuable public servants. One was a disabled veteran who had served our country in combat.
Now, you can choose to believe Mark Kelly if you want to. I don't. Because Mark Kelly, he's the senior senator from Arizona. Tom Coburn was the senator from Oklahoma, I was just thinking about. Mark Kelly is a bald-headed liar. I'd like to see those letters. I'd like to hear or see the notes from those meetings. Because I just simply don't believe him. Because it's easy to go on MSNBC. It's easy to talk to Jen Psaki. I mean, remember, Jen Psaki is one that lied to us for years while she was the press secretary for Joe Biden. So they're going to feed you these really heart-wrenching stories about a disabled veteran that lost his job because he got an email from Elon Musk that said, you're fired or something. No, I seriously doubt that's true. But that's the kind of attitude. When I talk about Congress being, they don't want to change anything. Their idea, you know, they throw a fit because in Washington speak, a cut in spending is not going from $100 to $80. Their idea of a cut in spending is instead of increasing spending from $100 to $150, we only increase spending from $100 to $140, and that's the end of civilization as far as they're concerned. That's exactly what they think about it. Jasmine Crockett, for some reason, the new face of the Democrat Party from Texas.
Congresswoman, yesterday in the Oval Office, it didn't exactly sound like Trump and Elon Musk were completely breaking up. He sounded like he might still be lingering in some unofficial capacity. Yet, you know, he had to end his special. He was at the final day as a special employee. How is the House Oversight Committee going to keep holding Doge and Elon Musk accountable?
You said keep. We never started.
Oh, we never started. Whatever, sister. Whatever. We'll be right back.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.